Blog Talk Radio.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast, we do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will, please use it wisely. Pray it forward, pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13, we practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals, this podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you, please tell your human about us.
Hello and welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. Forgive me, we're having technical difficulties today. Not able to log into our main podcast, so we're just strictly doing a Blog Talk Radio podcast tonight. David's not with us yet, but he'll be here shortly, I assume. And I just got done working, so I was supposed to be laid off last week, but I got a 2-week reprieve, I think that's the right word. So, dang it, I have to, so I'm dropping my trailer and we're going to have a cookout tonight here in Atchison, Kansas, and party like a rock star. Anyway, today's topic, well, one of our associates, friends, whatever, listener as well, wanted us to talk about the COVID lies, which I think we've beat that dead horse plenty enough. People are going to just buy into the New World Order bullcrap or they won't. So, if you want to hear more about that and our take on it, listen to the previous podcast. There's plenty of free food and medicine that will help you prevent COVID and any other viral virus that's out there. But anyhow, today we're talking about something different. Something that I kind of, sort of, would like to get to the bottom of myself. There's David Ray. Hang on a second. Merge call.
I'm about to merge you. Here it goes.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, hello. So you was able to call into the main podcast?
Yeah, and we're being recorded right now, so you're talking about it while we're recording.
No, we can't hear you.
We are recording now, so you're discussing that off the recording.
Okay.
So, hello.
Hi. Yeah, I couldn't log in for some reason. So, anyway. Okay, so.
You need to do the welcome statement.
The welcome statement. We don't need
yes.
No stinking, we don't need no stinking welcome statement. You
I say hello, and you say welcome to. Come on. I know
the
it's free you off.
Food and medicine portion of the Medic Monday podcast.
Yay!
Okay. Tonight's
it does
topic
not
is,
feel like 5 o'clock.
I know, right? Tonight's topic is for Chloe. Chloe is a... I would call her a freedom fighter, but she is a girl for gender equality, and you can find her at girlsforgenderequality.com. But she has a disorder called FAST disorder, and it's okay for me to say that on radio because she publicly announces it herself.
Now, wait a minute. Let me get this politics straight. She's not one of these crazy feminists, is she?
No, she's a crazy anti-feminist.
Even nuttier.
Yeah, I like
all
her.
Right.
Anyway. Well, you know, she's for true equality, not equality for only one gender. So, anyhow.
Well, so she's for equality of opportunity as opposed to equality of outcome.
Yes, equal opportunity.
But that's a political discussion.
Outcome.
Yeah,
we'll
so that's a political
that
discussion.
On,
I'll let you get back to what you were saying about.
Yeah, we only got 45 minutes or less. Okay,
right.
So she has what she calls, I don't know if this is a clinical diagnosis or not, but she calls it FAST disorder, which I looked up FAST disorder, and all I could find was rapid bipolar mood disorder, basically. So,
you might have to try a search for F.A.S.T. and see what it comes
up. Yeah, I already
did. Okay.
And I sent you my results. So.
Yeah.
We don't have a whole lot to go on. It's basically, and I mean, I could ask her directly, which I haven't done for some specific stuff. But if I get some more details on it, we'll talk about it on a later podcast. Next week's podcast is going to be on 420, so we're going to talk about 420 stuff.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
They're going to come steal our guns.
No, we're just going to talk about it. Anyway, so.
And that's why
they're going to
steal our gun.
And even if with bipolar, there's nothing in my books on specific bipolar. I'm going to start, since I found my prescriptions for natural healing and prescriptions for herbal healing books, I dug through my containers 2 weekends ago and found my prescriptions for natural healing book. This has been my Bible forever. But anyways.
Thanks to David Irish, probably.
No.
No,
I found this before I found Irish. I found this in Arkansas when my first wife and I started getting into alternative medicines. But I stayed on the alternative medicine route, and she went back to the pharmaceutical route. I'm still alive. She's not. So that's part of the story.
Sounds like my mama.
Yeah. She had all kinds of medical problems because she was a hypochondriac. So she was always going to the doctor getting medication. And so the doctors just made her worse. And eventually the doctors killed her. So, yeah. Sad story. But she had bipolar as well. I have a history of dating bipolar women. know why. But anyway, so.
Bipolar man.
Yeah, I don't know. I avoid them now for the most part, but I don't know.
Well,
something about
again,
me or them attracts us together.
This is political, but I'm kind of, from reading the descriptions of what bipolar is supposed to be and all this stuff, I'm not entirely convinced that it's a real disease.
Well, this is true.
Yes, people who get diagnosed with bipolar, yes, they have issues. Yes, they have problems. Or they wouldn't have gone to a doctor in the first place.
Well,
but
yeah.
Reading,
what it boils down to is it's a nutritional deficiency, just like any other disorder. So we just have to figure out what the problem is, what the nutritional deficiencies are, and there and get your nutrients. And that's why we do free food and medicine, because of, you know, our soils are depleted of nutrients, the soils where we get most of our food from. And so we're not getting the nutrients we need from the fresh fruits and vegetables and whatnot that we're eating, as well as the flavored cardboard that we get in the grocery stores as well.
Hey, don't talk about my pizza that way.
Well, I'm talking about the stuff that comes in boxes, which
yes,
some of the ingredients on the pizza does come in boxes. But
well, the pizza itself, and I'm not talking about the pizza box, the pizza itself does come in a box pretty much. It's not like they make it totally brand new right there in the pizza store. I mean, they make the dough, but it's from a pre-made mix.
Right.
So
that's the biggest problem with our world, let alone our nation, is too much, you know, consumption of food paint and flavored cardboard and other chemicals. But, you know, I like flavored cardboard and food paint too. It tastes good.
Yeah.
But
pretty much.
You know.
Sadly.
You know. But I do try to eat healthy more than I eat unhealthy. And I try to forage for wild edibles as much as possible. So, back on topic. Now, in the Prescriptions for Natural Healing book, holy smokes. Man, that truck driver's in a hurry. Okay.
Aren't you all?
Yeah. Basically, amino acids is what the Prescriptions for Natural Healing book is saying. Up your intake of amino acids. Specifically, proteins. Oh, this one says proteins free from. Oh, never mind. Okay, so proteins are a free form of amino acids. And then it's saying to take L-trizine and L-taurine. Vitamin B, which we already knew that. Vitamin B is for any kind of mental problems, depression, mental disorders, anything, any brain problems. Vitamin B is your answer.
Especially niacin.
Yeah.
And if you really can't stand niacin, there's lots of people that can't stand it, mainly because they're wimps and can't take the flush that results. Niacinamide is an acceptable substitute for niacin. It just that flush is actually an indicator telling you when you've gotten enough. You know, so you really do want the flush, and then it's up to you to judge how much of a flush you want to have.
Yeah.
You know?
So, and I can't remember if niacin is vitamin B6 or B3, but it's specifically saying here you want B6. So it might be B6 is niacin.
You want the full complement of the vitamin Bs, because vitamin B helps with your energy cycles, so how you process your fat, how you process your sugars, All right. It helps with repairing nervous tissue damage, and it helps with mental health issues.
Right.
So, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, the whole complement does all this, but the, you know, the niacin is the big one for mental health.
Exactly. So, yeah, it first states you want vitamin B complex. Then it also says you want liver injections, whatever that is. I'm not exactly sure. And vitamin B12, vitamin B6, and another B12. Oh, this is B12 lozenges. And zinc, which zinc will help you with the corona too. But anyways, so those are the most important supplements that these doctors who wrote prescriptions for natural healing suggest. So amino acids, vitamin Bs, and zinc. Is there a Is there a natural form of lithium?
I'm sure there is. You want, your minerals should be from an organic source for the most part. If you're craving salt, those are inorganic minerals, and yes, you want sea salt, not Morton salt. When you crave sugar, you're craving organic minerals. So you want to eat an apple or an orange or a peach. Okay, and your cravings will kind of tell you what form of natural sugar you want. So, you know, you really like your root beer candy, well, you probably should be making some sassafras tea. And adding natural sugar to it.
Apparently, lithium is natural. I always thought it was a chemical. So,
well, it is. It's a, yeah, but it's a natural chemical. But, I mean, I, you know, you want an organic form of it, I'm sure.
Right. So basically, organic lithium is what they're saying is also important.
Yeah.
That's
so
like
look,
second.
You don't want to eat your lithium batteries.
No. But
you want to find a. Sorry.
The shrinks prescribe lithium to people with bipolar. And a lot of times it's too much. And apparently, you know, it's not as good as the natural form of lithium. So you want to go out and get a natural source of lithium. And we'll have to Google where to find natural lithium in the wild. We know where to get some of this other stuff, but just wild edibles with high-end lithium. And I'll do that here in a minute, but I'm going to keep reading. It also says multi-minerals, multivitamins, calcium, magnesium, fatty acids, unsaturated fatty acids, and vitamin C. So those are the recommendations from the doctors who wrote the Prescriptions for Natural Healing book. And there's a handful of doctors. Well, there's two main doctors that wrote the book, and they've got references in the back from other doctors that they got some of their sources from and whatnot.
Okay.
So
now, I'm not saying they're wrong, but I would note that when they wrote their book, they probably was during the phase in time when they were noticing that certain so-called saturated fats were causing problems. And so they just bundled all the thick fats together, the ones that solidify at room temperature, okay? But that's kind of based on your margarines, your fake saturated fats, where they took an oil that would be liquid at room temperature, and then they processed it in a way that it thickens up like margarine, and those are horrible for the body, whereas the saturated fats you find in butter are actually good for you. So
right.
You might want to look into that and see, you know, whether that's what they really meant.
Well, apparently you get lithium from eating mushrooms.
What kind of mushroom?
I'm working on that.
Right. I mean, is it all mushrooms in general, or?
No.
I wonder if you can get it from seaweed.
This phone's acting up. I got some kind of spyware or some adware on it. I blocked it with my no root firewall, but it's still screwing up my phone.
Right, it's going behind your back, basically.
Well, I click on a link and then it sends me to the link that it wants to send me to, but the link doesn't work because I have that spyware or adware blocked. But then I try to back up and go to the link that I was trying to go to, and sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. But luckily, I got this other phone. Once in 2 weeks, once I am no longer using this logbook, and because this logbook's weird for this job, and so if I switch phone, if I reformat my phone right now, it could erase my logs over the last couple of days, and then I'll have to figure out how to go back and redo them. So I'm waiting until I get laid off, right? I'm waiting until I get laid off in 2 weeks to do a reformat on my phone. But anyways, okay, so Google wild edibles that are high in lithium. Apparently mushrooms are one of them. So let's go to Marcus Rothkranz's book. Marcus Rothkranz basically has under mood disorders or mood swings. But we'll look up a couple other things as well, because I've got some experience with people with bipolar, so I got, you know, I know what some of their, I know different categories to look up under and stuff. So mood swings, you got Japanese knotweed, sage, wild yam. And then it says here, also see candida and fungus. So apparently if you have a candida problem, it will affect your moods and therefore might potentially cause, you know, some sort of a bipolar mood disorder. I also know that Marcus talks about the liver. People who have bad livers tend to have mood problems. So if you keep, you know, Marcus says you want to eat bitter foods, you know, bitter wild edibles to keep the liver clean, healthy, and happy. So,
right.
But there are specific ones that are good for the liver, not just all bitter stuff, although Marcus Rothkranz would disagree with me.
This will sound like magic, but basically the same nerve endings that tell you that something tastes bitter send a signal to tell you to release digestive juices and bile and things like that. All right. So they, while chemically they may not do anything in the process, just eating anything bitter will tell your liver it's time to get to work.
Right.
And so yeah, I'm actually operating under the theory that we do our meals backwards. If you're going to eat something sweet, you should eat it first, then eat your salads and your meat and stuff like that. And you should follow up the meal, not with the dessert, but with a shot of some bitters.
Another thing too is lay off the alcohol. Alcohol depletes the body of vitamin B, and I also understand that maybe it's the grain alcohol. I'm not sure if it's the wheat in the alcohol or if it's the grain alcohol or what. But back a long time ago when I was studying bipolar and what might cause it and stuff like that, I remember alcohol being the root cause of a lot of problems associated to bipolar mood disorder. And my theory now is that it is the depletion of vitamin B, but there's something in the alcohol, specifically wheat related, that interferes with interferes with the brain, which will either cause or make this disorder worse. And looking up on the internet earlier, natural remedies for bipolar, they got fish oil, rhodiola, which rhodiola is good for any kind of depression, so whether it's manic depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, rhodiola is good for that. It's even good for anxiety. This is a really long one. I don't know that I can pronounce it. It's I can't even pronounce that word. Here's another long one. I'm not even going to read that one.
How about you try spelling it out?
True. Okay, hang on. Backing up. Okay. So SADENOSYLMETHIONINE.
I need some niacin. I can't even begin to process that.
Apparently it is an amino acid.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. This one here. I'm not sure. It is a long one. I can't pronounce. To spell NACETYLCYSTEINE. And I'm not sure if that's an amino acid too or not. Anyways, choline.
That's the stuff that we supposed to be one of the vitamin B's, if I remember right.
Yes. Okay. That's what I was thinking it was. Choline chloride is the long version.
Yes.
Okay. So choline, I used to haul this stuff. So choline is a water-soluble vitamin may be effective for symptoms of mania in people with rapid syndrome bipolar disorder. Bam, there it is. It's not FAST, it's RCBD. But anyway, when I looked up FAST disorder, rapid cycling bipolar disorder is what came up. So
right.
Choline,
when you sent
chloride,
me that link, their definition of rapid is anything but rapid, people. It doesn't mean that it happens every day. It means it happens more than four times a year. And that kind of struck me as a hinky definition, because if somebody really is bipolar, if there really is bipolarness, you're not going to notice it unless they're going through cycles at least four times a year or more. So
right.
Everybody with bipolar is rapid bipolar? That doesn't make sense.
No. No. Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Bipolar, that's probably just regular bipolar. Rapid bipolar is probably people who cycle at least a couple times a week, if not more.
That was looking at the site that you sent me, just their definition. They said that rapid bipolar is more than so many times a year.
Yeah, that was WebMD.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's like, either
that's
a useless definition. Yeah, that's everybody.
Right. So according
that's
to
me
this,
in the morning.
No, yeah, it depends. I mean, different things affect my mood. I'm probably more, I don't even know if I would consider it manic. I get mood swings, but I go more from being happy to depressed to being happy again. And but Dancil, you know, it's not just random. Sometimes it is, maybe, but usually it's something that's happening in my life which triggers it, and so then I get down in the dumps. Or I get happy, you know. When I'm being successful in my business, I get real happy. And when something goes wrong, I get sad. It's normal, really. So, or even in relationships, you know, it doesn't matter. I think we all go through that. But according to this, they say 2,000 to 7,500 milligrams of choline for rapid cycling bipolar disorder.
So is that taken in the vein, or is that oral?
No, it's water soluble, so it's oral.
Drink it.
Yeah, drink it. Right. Eat it. Well, they make a powdered form. The kind that I used to haul is animal feed, but and their plant's not that far from us. And basically, the only difference between the animal feed version and the human, I forgot now exactly what the proper terminology is. Grade, human grade, and animal grade is just the filtering process. So,
food grade.
Food grade. Well, then you got pharmaceutical grade, blah blah blah. But anyways, food grade and animal grade or farm grade is just the filtering process. So, I would take the farm grade feed, choline chloride supplement. And I just run it through another filter. I'd run it through a coffee filter, and then I'm good to go, you know. But
I would check to see if the coffee filter was good enough to catch what they're trying to catch with their improved filtering.
Well, I guess this is debatable, but the employees felt it was safe enough to use, so I figured it was safe enough to use because they used it all the time when they went out partying and drinking.
Let's put it this way. If you use it on your horses, it's probably better than human consumption.
Well, that's true. A lot of things that go into animal feed is healthier than what goes into human food and supplements. For example, when I first started getting into this 20 years ago, I found out that there's more minerals and vitamins in rat pellets that you feed your mice and other critters than there is in baby formula.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Here, have some nutrition with your poison.
No, not rat poison pellets. Rat pellets that you would feed your pet rats.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Right. There was more nutrients in your rodent food than there was in your baby food. And I'm sure it's still that way today. So I learned that 20 years ago, and it was true. I went out and compared it to myself. And that is one of the things that got me started on this path. Anyways, Anna Steele.
Hey, many a farmer's kid has asked their farmer dad, why do you care so much about the animal's nutrition, but you don't care about mine?
Right. Well, here's another thing, too. Doctors can't cure endometriosis. Why? So they can cure it in cattle, but they can't cure it in humans?
Because it's very profitable in humans. But if your cattle have it, the farmer's not going to go to you anymore.
Pretty much. All right. So St. John's wort is one of the herbs for bipolar. And then they say calming techniques like doing massage therapy, acupuncture, meditations, and yoga. Even though yoga. I beat you to it.
So says Cindy.
Right. Some of our friends think yoga is evil. So,
Several of our friends.
Religious radicals think that yoga is evil. Dare us speak of such negative, whatever. Okay, so back to Marcus Rothkranz's book before we run out of time. We'll go into depression. I don't know if it's in here. Let me look. Passion fruit. No. Passion flower and passion fruit is also good for depression and any kind of mental problems, mental disorders. What's that one that's growing on the quarry that you was talking about, or do you remember?
I do not remember its name. I did note that it was very specific as to the disorder it was good for. I don't remember what the disorder was, but it was a mental disorder. And it's in the mint family. It looks like mint, but does not taste or smell anything like mint.
Okay.
So
we'll have to look into that one, figure out what that is, and maybe if we remember, which we probably won't, we'll get back to you on that. Okay.
I did note there's a ton of it on the quarry.
There is. Okay, so let's see here. Marcus Rothkranz says, bitter stuff is best. Remember, bitter makes you less bitter. There you go. And if you don't like bitter wild edibles, just take some juice or tea with you. That's what I do. And chase it with your juice or tea. Or eat it with stuff that's not bitter, and that way you tone down the bitterness of it. Like cattle feed that I haul for in the winter, we have a sweet cattle feed blend and a bitter cattle feed blend. Well, the cows love the sweet. We all love sweet. But the bitter's healthier for them. So they supplement the bitter feed with the sweet feed to get the cows to eat the bitter feed more or less, whatever they want them to eat, however much they want them to eat, they'll supplement the bitter with the sweet to get them to eat more of it.
Well, and then there's this. Anybody who cooks knows that, you know, you want things to have a little bit of salt, a little bit of sweet, a little bit of heat, you know, I forget what they call that when you're cooking, but anyway, and a little bit of bitter. All right. And everything's just, you know, kind of a balance of those four things. And so if you made a cookie and all it had was sugar in it and flour, it'd be really boring. But you put a little salt in it, it brings out some flavor. You put something that's a little bitter in it, and now the cookie pops. You know, it becomes interesting, and you want to eat it. So, granted, I would eat the cookies if there was sugar and flour anyway, but.
Same goes for your relationships. You don't want to be too sweet. You want to be a little bitter. Add some spice to the. I'm just kidding. Anyway. Okay, ashwagandha will help with depression. Baby sunrose, basil, bee pollen, black cohosh, blueberries.
Black cohosh is one of my mom's favorites.
There you go. Boswellia, cinnamon, chaparral. Chicory. Damina. Damiana. Evening primrose, false unicorn, fenugreek, ginseng, ginkgo biloba, goth cola. Kelp, hops, loquats. I know what those are. Okay. Yeah.
They grow out in California a lot.
Yeah.
Might be nice to try to grow some here.
Mimosa, moringa, nettles, which now's the time to get out there and get your nettles before they're gone. Oat grass, orange peels, pine pollen, which that's my new favorite superfood. Pumpkins, rhodiola, we just talked about that. Saffron, that's expensive.
Grow it.
Sage. Sarsaparilla. Okay.
Sarsaparilla.
Yeah, I can't read. Anyways, I'm not used to reading some of these words. Seaweed, St. John's wort, thyme,